I've got a great book recommendation for you today. The book is called Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Chris Voss is a former FBI hostage negotiator, okay? His experience is amazing. And this is a book where he uses his experience doing hostage negotiations to really tell us so much about how people can sometimes be convinced, how people can be negotiated with. And if you think, oh, this sounds like a sales book, like if you're in business sales or something like that. No, by no means. This is a book that I found interesting with regard to interviewing and the types of interviewing that we do on the show. This is a book that could be really informative in terms of relational conversations that you have with your significant other or family or kids or parents or whatever. This is a book that can be really useful even in just navigating normal buying situations that the average person is in. It's sort of a combination of behavioral economics, psychology, motivational interviewing, and also sprinkled in with law enforcement, and it's super, super interesting.
Yeah, because it's about using tactics to convince people and get them to come to your side. It reminds me a lot about the torture debate that we have going on in this country now, because Donald Trump wants to bring it back, seemingly.
Right.
And his defense secretary, General Mattis, advised, you probably shouldn't do that. The carrot approach works a lot better.
No doubt about it. And the differences, this discussion of the carrot versus the stick approach plays a really big role in how FBI hostage negotiation techniques have evolved over time. And it's moved from more of a stick approach to a carrot approach. It's something Chris Voss was sort of in the middle of, and he talks about how the FBI, I wouldn't say slowly, I wouldn't say quickly, but deliberately moved more from the stick approach to the carrot approach, and sort of how strategic empathy impacts that approach as well.
And I'm sure the public is not too happy about that, because they would think, why are you treating these criminals so nicely? But it turns out that's how you get what you want in the end.
You need an evidence-based approach and a results-based approach. And if the idea of being nice to suspects or whoever is sort of ideologically unappealing, but it gives us the results that we want in terms of national security or better outcomes in hostage situations, why wouldn't we take it, right? Are we concerned with, it's sort of the difference between a pragmatist and an ideologue. The ideologue says we shouldn't be mean to people that we suspect did something bad. The pragmatist says we should do what leads to the best outcomes for whatever we're trying to accomplish.
Right.
Yeah.
It can be quite controversial, too, because remember Dylan Roof, Charleston shooter, he was given Burger King before he testified, or not testified, but spoke to police.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that blew up, because if it was a black perpetrator, he probably wouldn't have been given the same treatment.
There was a racial angle to it, and there was, yeah, a lot of interesting stories there. So this is a really quick read. I think it's 200 pages, and it goes pretty quickly. It's probably just, I don't know, you might be able to read this book in like 5-6 hours total. You could do it over a weekend. It's really good. Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. You can check it.